Can you put too much trust in technology? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Richard Pack, an associate professor of psychology at Clemson University, is looking into when relying on computers has unintended consequences.
Have you ever yelled at your computer for not saving a file? Worried that Google Maps was leading you off course? Those are examples of situations where you overtrusted or undertrusted technology. As a human factor psychologist, this is part of what I study. More and more of our lives are being assisted by machines. In many cases, they help us do tasks we either don't have time to do or don't care to do. From small decisions like finding the best restaurant and getting the fastest directions, or in the near future, actually driving us there. But the machine's help is not always helpful. Knowing when to accept good computer-assisted choices and when to reject bad ones comes down to a very basic human behavior: trust. Just as we do in our relationships with each other, we build relationships with machines. Humans find ourselves depending on hundreds of hidden choices made by machines every day. The outcomes can be beneficial, such as self-driving cars helping us improve highway safety and improve driving efficiency, or they can be detrimental. Accepting wrong actions because we trust too much could literally run us off a cliff. Our lab studies are showing us that many of the same trust issues we have with other people occur with machines. Some of us develop trust easily, perhaps too easily, causing dependence on the computer's choices and ignoring better judgment. Others hold back, reluctant to get involved with the new technology, missing out on many benefits in health and conveniences. Research is continuing to examine what makes some technology trustable or not, but also examining why some people are more likely to trust technologies than others. Striking a balance is not the same for all of us, but the results should ensure safe and enjoyable human-technology relationships in the future.
That was Richard Pack of Clemson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.